Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell you about the 37th annual New Year's Eve Buffalo Ball Drop and Fireworks Celebration that's going to be happening right here at the Electric Tower, and it's brought to you by a great presenting sponsor, M&T Bank. Before I go any further, I would like to bring up Buffalo Mayor Christopher P. Scanlon.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, DJ Jigster. Appreciate it. Happy holidays, everyone. It is a pleasure for me to be here this morning at the Iscolo Electric Tower and have the honor of welcoming and inviting everyone, Buffalonians, Western New Yorkers, and people from far and wide to join us for the 37th annual New Year's Eve ball drop and fireworks celebration brought to you this year by our fantastic presenting sponsor, M&T Bank. I want to thank Mike Schmond and everyone at Buffalo Place and Iscolo Development for again partnering with the City of Buffalo to put this celebration together. A special thanks to our sponsor, our presenting sponsor, M&T Bank, for its longstanding commitment to this event and the residents of the City of Buffalo. I also want to we have up here with us today a number of other partners that you're going to hear from, so I want to thank them for their participation in this event as well. These events don't come together on their own. It takes a lot of people pulling in the same direction. So I want to thank all of our sponsors who you'll hear from in short order. Buffalo's New Year's Eve ball drop is the second largest one in New York State. I think we all know what the other one might be. The City of Buffalo is proud to be the largest supporter of this event, while allocating a number of resources to make sure that everyone coming down here gets in and out of here in a safe manner, has a fantastic night, creates incredible memories with their families, their loved ones, and their friends. We will have members of the Buffalo Police Department, Fire Department, Department of Public Works, and Parking stationed at Roosevelt Plaza. And I want to thank our Buffalo Police Commissioner, Joseph Grimalia, our Buffalo Fire Department, Buffalo Fire Department Commissioner William Rinaldo, our Department of Public Works Commissioner Nate Martin, and our Parking Commissioner Ray Wagner for their assistance and their allocation of their resources to that night. You know, the incredible things that take place in Buffalo really start with partnerships, and one of the fantastic partners we have at the City of Buffalo is the Police Athletic League. And as chair of the PAL and someone who benefited from PAL activities growing up, I want to remind everyone of the great work that PAL of Buffalo does. Our children, an investment in our children is paramount to the city's future and the success of the city's future. So the year-round athletic and enrichment programs that PAL puts together for our youth are incredible. And I want to recognize the executive director of the Police Athletic League of Buffalo, Nakia Kemp, for all of the fantastic work that her and her team do. So we're looking forward to 2025, and as you wrap up a year, you take stock of what's transpired in the previous year. And in my personal life, it's been such an honor to take on the role of mayor and serve the residents of the City of Buffalo. It's an honor to be here with you today. I can't wait to celebrate New Year's Eve with everyone. So from my family to everyone here, everyone watching, happy holidays, happy New Year. I hope you all join us down here at the Electric Tower on New Year's Eve, and we ring in 2025 with great anticipation and have a fantastic time. So thank you for having me today. Thanks.
Thank you, Mayor Scanlon. For 37 years, 97 Rock has been a part of Buffalo's New Year's Eve ball drop and fireworks celebration here at the Electric Tower, alongside the City of Buffalo, Buffalo Place, the Police Athletic League of Buffalo, and Iscolo Development. All the fun here at Roosevelt Plaza will begin around 10 p.m. with Buffalo's best musicians. They'll take the entertainment stage, including Jeremy Hoyle of Buffalo's own Strictly Hip, and saxophonist Will Houghton, that we'll be hearing from in just a little bit. And then we'll count down the end of 2024 and count in 2025 with a ball drop and incredible fireworks display. This event would not be possible without support of our gracious sponsors. On behalf of our presenting sponsor, M&T Bank, here is Senior Vice President of Corporate Communications for the Upstate and Western New York regions. Please welcome Thea Pecht. Thea Pecht, come on up. Thea, there you are. You were over there a second ago.
Thanks, Schickster. At M&T Bank, community is at the heart of everything that we do, and this beloved event is all about uplifting the city of good neighbors. The ball drop brings thousands for special celebration here in downtown Buffalo. When we celebrate together and share memorable experiences like this, we build bonds that strengthen the fabric of our community, and that's something worth investing in. M&T Bank is thrilled to be here this morning to help kick off the city of Buffalo's 37th annual New Year's Eve ball drop. Since 2017, M&T has proudly been presenting sponsor of this remarkable community gathering. For nearly four decades, the Buffalo Ball Drop has been one of the city's great traditions, and downtown Buffalo's electric tower serving as an iconic backdrop. With many of M&T Bank's offices located not far from the ball drop, from Seneca One to our corporate headquarters at One M&T Plaza, we look forward to bringing in the new year in historic downtown Buffalo, a place we're so grateful to be. Thank you to Mayor Chris Scanlon, the City of Buffalo, Buffalo Place, the Police Athletic League of Buffalo, and all of the sponsors for your work on this outstanding event. On behalf of my 8,000 Western New York colleagues, M&T Bank wishes everyone a safe and joyous celebration.
Thank you very much, Thea, for your continued support for the Buffalo Ball Drop all these years. As Mayor Scanlon mentioned, the New Year's Eve Ball Drop raises funds for the Police Athletic League of Buffalo, and they are invested in free programs for city youth. PAL Executive and Director Nakia Kemp is here to tell us more, followed by Vice President and Executive Director of Buffalo Place, Mike Shamad. Nakia?
Thank you, Jixter. Good morning. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. The mission of the Police Athletic League of Buffalo is to provide educational enrichment, sports, and youth programming to the youth who reside in the city of Buffalo in partnership with law enforcement. Next Wednesday night, we will celebrate the 37th annual New Year's Eve ball drop and fireworks celebration here in beautiful downtown Buffalo. This event serves a dual purpose. The event is not only a joyous occasion for the residents in the Western New York area to celebrate the accomplishments of the past year and celebrate the excitement of the upcoming year, it's also an event to support the youth in the city of Buffalo through awareness of how important our youth are to the future of the city and the region. This night will be packed with amazing music, followed by watching the ball descend from the Iscalo Electric Tower and concluding with a wonderful fireworks show, reminding residents that we must continue to support resources and mentorship to our youth. Our youth need support now more than ever. Buffalo community, you can support by coming down to celebrate with us for New Year's Eve, and you can join the movement by joining Buffalo PALS 1000 for 100 campaign. More information can be found on buffalopal.com. See you next week, and remember, the youth are our future of our great city and region. On behalf of the Police Athletic League Board of Directors and the youth we serve, thank you to all of our sponsors for making this event happen, and Happy New Year.
Tough act to follow. Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Mike Schmand. I work for Buffalo Place. On behalf of the Board of Directors of Buffalo Place, we're thrilled to be part of this event. Traditions matter in downtown. Everything has a goal. Our goal is to raise money for the Police Athletic League. It was over the weekend, I was going through my phone where you get most of your news other than watching 2, 4, and 7, and I noticed that the City of Buffalo's ball drop is rated one of the top 20 in the country. That is amazing. And you know why it's successful? For a couple of reasons. One, it supports children. And the children are our future. We can never forget that. The other reason it's in the top 20, it's one of the safest ball drops in America. And I attribute that to the Buffalo Police Department and the Buffalo Fire Department. We have one of the best police departments, if not the best police department in the country, followed by one of the best fire departments in the country. I can say that. My son's a firefighter, so I say, yeah, I can take that in. But please come down and join us on New Year's Eve. It's a great event. It's a safe event. It's a fun event. It's everything you need to keep a tradition going. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nakia. Thank you, Michael, and thank you for all the work your teams do to help support our community and make it stronger. We are happy to have support of several other sponsors for this year's event, including site sponsor Iscalo Development. Here's President and CEO of Iscalo Development, Mr. Paul Iscalo, to say a few words.
Thank you, Jigster. Iscalo Development is pleased to be able to be a part of this important community gathering. So on behalf of our entire team, we're just so excited to be able to welcome all of Western New York down to the ball drop. We've owned the building now for 2024 is our 20th anniversary from when we purchased the building. So it's our 21st year being involved with the ball drop, and it's a real pleasure. Obviously, this wouldn't be possible without the support of Mayor Scanlon and the mayor's office. Buffalo Place, the Police Athletic League, we're really thankful to them, as well as the ongoing commitment from 97 Rock and all of our sponsors. So we'd like to thank everybody for the important support. Please support the Police Athletic League. It's a wonderful mission, and we look forward to seeing all of you down here on New Year's Eve to welcome in 2025. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul Iscalo. We've spent like every New Year's Eve together for the last 20 years, I think. I want to take a minute to recognize this year's entertainment and concert sponsors, AAA Safety Foundation, Carmina Wood Designs, Douglas Development, Fry Electric, National Fuel, and National Grid. Representing National Grid is Regional Manager Ken Kajawa, followed by James Waddell, Marketing Communications Manager for Fry Electric, and Carmina Wood Design President and CEO Steve Carmina. We'll start with Ken Kajawa, who will come to the podium now.
Thanks, Jigster. On behalf of National Grid, we are proud to be a sponsor of this year's ball drop. 37 years ago, 97 Rock approached what was Niagara Mohawk at the time when we owned this building, and we agreed to have the ball drop at this iconic building in downtown Buffalo, which has turned into just an amazing community tradition. So on behalf of National Grid, we're proud to support this event. We're proud to support the Buffalo Police Athletic League, and we hope that the weather's great and everybody turns out for a tremendous New Year's Eve celebration. Thank you.
I'm Jim from Fry Electric. On behalf of the company, we're proud to support this great event. And 2025 is very special for Fry Electric as it's our 80th year in business in Buffalo and Western New York, and we couldn't be happier to do it here. So, Happy New Year, everyone.
Good morning, everybody. Carmina Wood Design and our whole family is excited to once again be a sponsor of this event. That benefits the Police Athletic League. We know where that money goes. We know who it serves. It's very important to us to continue to be a supporter of this. This cannot happen without the support of our mayor, Chris Scanlon, and his continued support for this event, and also Buffalo Place and my fellow board members and their support of this event. So we welcome you here on New Year's Eve. My family will be right over in Roosevelt Plaza, so stop by and say hello, and happy 2025. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Ken. And thank you to all the sponsors. One thing we can't stress enough is to make sure if you're out and about on New Year's Eve, you travel to and from your destination safely. Here is more from Elizabeth Carey, Director of Public Relations and Corporate Communications of AAA Western and Central New York. Elizabeth?
Thank you, Jigster. So there's a lot of excitement. We've already heard a lot about that this morning. 2025, this is a monumental New Year's Eve to ring in a new year. The local AAA office is actually celebrating its 125th anniversary in 2025, so we're really excited about that. But at the core of our mission for 125 years has been traffic safety. So AAA is an advocate for traffic safety and wants to make sure the roads are safe for all users. So when you think about that, New Year's Eve, everyone wants to celebrate, ring in a new year, and we don't want to see any tragedies on the roads. So people want to celebrate. They want to have their champagne. They want to indulge in legalized marijuana or whatever it might be. The most important thing to do is to have a plan in place in advance, because unfortunately, every 39 seconds in this country, someone is killed by a drunk driver. So everyone knows about the dangers of drinking and driving or driving impaired under any substance. But the best way to stay safe and keep everyone safe this New Year's is to plan ahead. So you have several days to do that. So plan for ride sharing, spending the night somewhere, getting a great hotel room and celebrating everything that downtown Buffalo has to offer. Whatever it might be, just make sure you don't get behind the wheel. We want to make sure it's a safe holiday for everyone and we can ring in the New Year without any tragedies. And on behalf of everyone at AAA, all of the partners here today, Mayor Scanlon and everyone in the city of Buffalo and Buffalo PAL, we just want to thank you for this ongoing partnership and ring in the New Year and do it the safe way. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth. We also would like to recognize some other generous sponsors here to make the Buffalo Ball Drop happen. Paul Stasiak, president of the Niagara Frontier Automotive Dealers Association, which is also known as the NFADA. Paul is not here. He could not make it, but thank you, Paul. Dr. Ellen Grant, who is here. Hi, Doctor. Senior Executive Director of Corporate Social Responsibility at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. And also, we'd like to thank representatives from DiDonato Associates and Uniland Development. Thank you very, very much for your support. For those of you that cannot celebrate with us downtown, please know that you can watch the ball drop in Buffalo from the comfort of your own home. And thanks to 97 Rock's media partner, 7 WKBW, just before midnight, both the ball drop and Dick Clark's primetime New Year's Rockin' Eve will be highlighted on a split screen. So you can stay home, eat your popcorn, drink your champagne from the comfort of your own home. So thanks to Channel 7 for their coverage on the ball drop. And also thanks to Matt and the great gang from Skylighters of Western New York who provide the incredible fireworks show. On behalf of Mayor Scanlon, our sponsors, and all of us at 97 Rock, thank you to everyone who works tirelessly every year to keep this tradition going in Buffalo, the Buffalo Ball Drop and Fireworks alive. We thank you very much. This event only for the mayor or anybody up here?
When I was younger, we'd come down here on New Year's Eve, not too young, but as I got a little bit older with friends and things like that, what you remember is just the memories you have of being with your loved ones, your friends, and, you know, getting ready to celebrate the new year. You're just coming off of Christmas or whatever other holiday you might be celebrating, and it's just a fantastic time of the year to be together with family and friends and just building those memories. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of road closures. We're going to get all those out for the public and what time those go into effect, where those road closures are. Obviously, everything around here will be blocked off. We'll put out a map, and I believe Monday is going to be a safety briefing, and we'll get all that information out on Monday.